Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two, one.
Happy 2017, everybody.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Don't look so excited,
man.
Why is it that that whole area between like Christmas and New Year's,
the blur?
It, like, I still don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
Is it, today's Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was literally driving Jimmy crazy, like, over the break, because every day, like, four times a day, I'm like, what day is it? Well, what's tomorrow? Well, what day? Like, every morning I woke up, I'm like, is it a work day? Is it a school day? Are we supposed to be somewhere? like, what are we doing? And like Haas said, he just finished, you know, a long vacation from work. And,
yep.
And so today is your first day of that.
Oh, yeah.
But don't you guys even kind of like it for, like, routine purposes?
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
I'm the only one here that doesn't have to go back to, like, not a 9-to-5. I mean, I'm still doing full-time stuff behind the scenes, but...
you don't have an office to go be at.
Right. And no. So, for me, I'm actually, like, excited to get back to work and start editing and show prepping and sales and stuff. Like, I'm ready. Maybe it's because I've had three kids at home with me for...
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And when they're home on Christmas break, they're not just home. It's not like summer where they're going to camps and doing this. They're like glued to you for, you know, like 11 days straight, which for me as a big kid lover is really fun for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
and you're over it.
Can I please just pee by myself?
Last weekend was a little rough for you. I could tell that you were skating. You were hitting the bottom of the barrel of mommy time.
When was that? What's that? What number day was that?
That was the Ronda Rousey fight night when I came over and you're like,
oh.
Hi, I sent the kids to bed.
Yeah, everybody walked in. And well, because the kids, like Lucy starts talking the minute she gets out of bed and she doesn't stop until she falls asleep.
Oh my gosh.
And she's so cute and so sweet. And so it's so hard to be mean to her that I can't like yell at her. So I'm just like, you need to go play in your room for, because she wanted to watch the Rousey fight. And I'm like, that's not until like 11:30.
Oh, yeah, no way.
Yeah. And I'm like, you just like pounded 4 donuts and it's 10:04. I'm like, so you need to take your sugar upstairs,
yeah,
and do cartwheels up there. But yeah, we had Haas and Samara and Scott over for the Rousey fight. And
yep.
I'm like, yeah, kids are upstairs. They're staying upstairs. And so what do we want to talk about first? We have so much to go over. I don't even know where to start, but I think it would be unnatural to not start with the Winter Classic because everybody's just got that on their mind.
Yeah.
We are like puking happiness in St. Louis right now. And hopefully everybody saw my picture last night on Facebook that I posted of the
stadiums. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent a message over to the LA Rams Facebook page, which I'm sure really hurt their feelings.
Somebody did something similar on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget who it was, but it was a shot from the back row of Bush.
Yeah.
That showed the whole thing. And it was at LA Rams. And it said, hey, Stan Kroenke, your deluded fan base just got together to watch a hockey game in the rain
in
at
the
a
rain,
baseball stadium.
At a baseball. Oh, you know what? I think there was a headline for like maybe an article, but it was amazing. Now, Stephanie, you're not like a big hockey fan, right?
I like hockey, but I'm not nearly the caliber of fan that you guys are.
But did you watch the Winter Classic?
No, because I don't have cable.
Oh,
so yeah,
so you didn't get to see it?
I know. No, I didn't get to see it. I have ESPN app on my phone, though. I was kind of following along,
yeah,
you know, and watching that way.
They really do.
ESPN hates hockey. Their coverage of hockey sucks.
Yeah.
It used to be great.
But, so yesterday, Haas went to the game. Now,
I did.
Now, Rocky and Jimmy went to the alumni game.
Which was also a lot of fun.
Which was amazing to watch on TV. I loved the player introductions that they did.
Yep.
I loved that they had Darren Pang, Mike. I don't know if you went back and watched the replay.
I did.
But they had different players mic'd up every half. And, of course, Panger is hysterical.
Yeah.
And so you got to hear some of, like, the players talking trash. At one point, Garth Butcher was like, hey, I got a mic on. Stop cussing. I'm on TV. you know, and stuff like that. And So they went there, and Haas, I get a text from Haas. I'll let him explain it about the Jumbotron, because I was at the grocery store in between periods.
So there were, on top of the alumni that played in the game, there were a bunch that were there just to be there, just to be part of the event. The Blues have a really tight-knit alumni group.
Yes.
And a lot of them who live still in St. Louis. So I guess this was during the second period. They do a cutaway to the top of Busch Stadium, and some guy is there introducing a bunch of Blues alumni who are in town but not playing. And they're going down the line.
It's
and
like
it's,
a big lineup of them. You know, they're all, and they're all taking turns and waving. Like,
and then, you know, there's a couple that people knew. Tony Twist was there, a couple of other guys. My brain's not fully functioning. I don't remember them all.
Right.
And then at the very end, like it gets to the end, and you can see like there's a small crowd gathered behind him. And there's a kid there. Who I really thought...
Who could this kid be?
No, I really thought, for a second, why did they put that poor special needs boy on the Jumbotron? Because it looked like there was a child having like an epileptic seizure in the background.
Yep, I know where this is
And
going.
Then this kid stops, and I realize it's not a child having an epileptic seizure. It's Rocky Mano... dabbing so fast that it looks like he's stroking out.
Oh no.
I had a lot of friends that were like they go down the alumni and it's like, you know, like you said, Tony Twist and this guy, and the mom goes, and Rocky Mano, and the kid's like, what? She's like, right there, lined up with the alumni.
Oh, funny.
And so yeah, it was actually and then I started getting a bunch of texts and stuff, and Jimmy didn't even know that they were on the Jumbotron. They had gone to go to the bathroom and ran into Tony Twist, who's a friend of Jimmy's. And he's like, hey, they're getting ready to do this thing down here with the alumni. Come with us down here. And so he walked down with them. And then, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Rocky got to make his dabbing history on the Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah. And so then, so the next day, the Blues did this really cool thing called a street hockey tournament.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of kids grow up playing street hockey. That's what they do whenever the ponds aren't frozen or they don't have access to ice. Well, kids nowadays do, but back then you didn't. So Rocky's team got to go down and play a street ball tournament, which was so much fun. And in between games, there was really nowhere to go because it was freezing.
Right.
So we all went in the Hyatt because there was a Starbucks. Well, it just so happened that all the alumni had stayed. I guess maybe they had like a get together or a party the night before, because a lot of them were local. But just as we walk in, there's Kelly Chase, there's Keith Tkachuk, there's Bernie Federko, and I thought for sure 99 was going to come out.
I'd have killed you.
And I thought, should I text Haas or not? Because I'm like, I have no idea if Wayne stayed or not.
Well, you know what's even crazier is I found out my buddy Jason, who ended up the last minute getting alumni game tickets,
right,
was sitting there in his section, and in front of him, are two kids who look to be like preteen.
Yeah.
And they're wearing 99 stocking caps. And he's like, and Jason's thought was, oh, I guess they're selling all the alumni caps.
Right.
And right before they got ready to go, Janet comes on and goes, kids, let's go. The Gretzky's are in front of them.
Are you kidding?
It was Janet
me?
And the kids.
Gosh dang it. He should have just followed him. Like,
yeah.
Stole one of the kids' stocking hats and got in line.
And then...
I'm coming, Mom!
Yesterday, the girl that I took to the game met me down there. She got dropped off on the other side of Busch Stadium, had to walk around Busch to get to where we were. Cross paths was Wayne on her way. I was like, everybody's meeting Wayne Gretzky except for me.
It's like you had a Wayne Gretzky magnet away from you. It's like the thing that Rocky's never met Brett Hull. Rocky has met... just about every athlete he's ever wanted to meet, and Rocky wears the number 16 for Brett Hull, and it's we've never had that chance to, you know, cross paths. And so, speaking of Wayne Gretzky, I know that I made an observation that I think everybody else made during the game. You know, we're sitting there watching the game with all of these alumni, and I'm like, what is on Wayne Gretzky's head?
Yeah, he didn't wear his helmet; he just wore his skull cap.
So, if I could paint the picture for you. We're watching the alumni game, which is all these old-timers playing, mixed in with some new guys like Jackman, who just retired a year ago.
Carcillo
from
the Hawks.
Who still have killer slap shots and hard shots. And I'm like, And they're all wearing helmets, which nowadays are just little eggshell helmets. They're easy to slip on and off. Back in the day when players started being forced to wear helmets, which was, I guess, in like maybe the 60s or 70s.
I don't think it became mandatory until the mid-90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so way later than I thought. But I know Wayne was one of the ones who wore one before they were mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
But why was he out there in a stocking hat?
I think because technically the game was a no-contact game.
But still, no contact doesn't mean you couldn't get hit by a puck.
True. Very true.
Or a stick.
I agree.
Or if you remember, somebody brought up the story a couple years ago in one of the minor league games, a ref was warming up without a helmet. When you're a skater, you can do something called catching an edge, which is very rare to happen.
Yeah.
But it's when you're just going on a curve and literally it's like the edge just gets pulled out from underneath you. And you have nowhere to go but straight down parallel to the ground. And there was a referee that died before a game because he was taking a few laps, missed an edge. Now, and that's a freak thing because, you know, when my kids go to open sessions, figure skating or whatever, they don't wear helmets.
Right.
And they could catch an edge and hit their head at the same time. But just the combination of, one, it being a hockey game, and two, you know, he's a role model for kids.
Yeah, it wasn't probably the best message to put forward for kids. Though, if you watched Wayne that game,
he did nothing.
He got an assist, but no one on that ice was going full speed.
Well, and I feel like one, he was too cool because he was the only alumni not wearing a helmet. So I thought it was like a too cool thing. And then I also thought it was kind of like a puss thing because he thought, well, you know, obviously it's a no-hit game, but the guys are going to have fun and bump each other around a little bit. They all know each other's limits. So he thought, if I wear this helmet, then nobody will really touch me. And it's like, are you that scared?
No one's going to touch Wayne Gretzky regardless.
Good Lord. Well, I had quite a few people that disagree with me. My friend Steve said this cannot be a real discussion. One, he's a grown-ass man. Two, he's Wayne Gretzky. Let's see.
No, from the point of view of putting a good message out there for kids, I think you're 100% right. He should have worn a helmet.
Because Wayne Gretzky is very involved in youth hockey. He's got many very, very, very expensive hockey camps every year.
And I'm aware. I've been thrown out of them.
That's right. You were.
above and beyond that, he's the ambassador for the 100th year of the NHL.
Right.
Look, I get why he didn't, but I 100% understand why, if I had a kid playing hockey and my kid looked up to Wayne Gretzky, he's like, well, Wayne Gretzky's not wearing a helmet, why should I? Like, I get that. I 100% understand that.
Yeah, and my friend Naja said, honestly, I think it's because he knew it was a zero checking game. It was an alumni game. It was 60 degrees. He grew up not wearing a helmet. It probably just felt like this was...
And I'm sure that was it. I don't think it was a deliberate move. I think it was just, it was like, it's hot, I'm going to wear my stocking cap.
Yeah, I think that somebody in the Blues organization should have been like, hey, buddy...
Who is going to go up to Wayne Gretzky and tell him what to do?
It's not that he's a person. He puts on his pants like everybody else, you know, and he looked...
He looks old.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he's aging, for real.
I don't want to start rumors. I wondered about his health.
Oh, I think he's fine. He looks old. He's showing his age.
He was also traveling a lot this weekend.
He went from St. Louis to Toronto back to St. Louis in 48 hours.
Did you watch the Centennial game?
I watched part of it.
Oh, I fell asleep because it was boring, and then I woke up, and the Wings tied it up with 1 second to go, and then it went into overtime, and then the little rookie scored, and so I think it was a really, really good weekend for hockey.
You know, this was only the second time that the home team has won the Winter Classic.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Well, go Blues.
Other time was Washington. Do you know who Washington beat in the Winter Classic?
Probably the Blues.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, we hate them.
Yeah, we
Chicago
do.
Is 1-4 in outdoor games.
And it sounded like the stadium was pretty strong with Blues fans.
Oh, it was. I mean, there were Hawks fans there, but there was really, outside of the first minute when the Hawks scored...
Because when you go to a game at Scottrade...
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Yeah, it's almost a split audience, which is terrible.
There were a lot of Hawks fans there, but they really, aside from that goal, had nothing to cheer about. The one thing that I thought was kind of, and I guess I can say shitty, was that, and I don't know if it came across on the broadcast, after the game, the Blues lined up for a handshake.
And the Hawks peaced out.
And I believe, I can't confirm it, but I believe that's the first Winter Classic not to end with a handshake.
Well, that, you see, that seems weird because normally, I mean, the Hawks know to do that. I don't know whose mistake that was, but there were also no player introductions for all of us watching at home. We were
there
all
were starting
so confused.
Lineup introductions. But did you get that?
No.
Yeah.
But for the Winter Classic, I expected them to line them up just like the alumni game and go down the aisle of each one. And
well, I think part of the reason they may not have done that was, and again, I don't know if this was shown on TV, as they were coming out from the dugouts, they're shooting fireworks off.
Right.
It was so cold that that smoke hung on the rink for a solid
oh,
5 minutes. And I was sitting there going, they're going to delay the game. Because you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't see the goals on the ice.
It wasn't windy. So once you put that smoke there, it's not going anywhere.
Nope.
I saw some of the players. I think it was Vladdy flinching at the fireworks. I don't know if they didn't know those were going to be going off. Because they were going off right next to them as were coming out.
Yeah. I like that he took a selfie after the game.
That was amazing. And they did the family skate the day before. There's still stuff going on today. I'm going out there today for this Keith Tkachuk grown-up camp.
There's stuff Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's something this weekend.
I don't know. But it was a great weekend for St. Louis. It was a great weekend for the Blues. It was a great weekend for non-hockey fans to get a little peek into our world. And
this felt like a Super Bowl event.
It did feel like a Super Bowl event. And I'm so excited and super, super, super proud of the Blues and proud to be a Blues fan and let everybody else kind of see that we are not just a baseball team.
No, we're not.
Yes, I love baseball, but our hockey fan base, I posted last night, I don't know if you saw it, Hoss, you'd be very proud. I found an old picture of my bedroom, and it was my freshman year of high school.
I saw the 99 in the background.
It's all pink and girly with, like, hockey posters lining the walls. And so we are a hockey town. We've been here the whole time, and our hockey team's fantastic. So go Blues. We have so much to talk about when we get back. The Ronda Rousey fight, the Mariah Carey stuff. I'm going to find out if my kids Hatchimal cusses. Stick around. It's the Kelly Mano Show. We'll be right back. So I rolled the good. Y'all pop the trunk. I pop the hood. Ferrari. And she got the goods. And she got that. I got to look. Sorry. Yo, it's got to be. Because I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks. Larry. Stick the toe. Me don't hear. Switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. Money down, man, I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Now I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Hey. I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma put down. Hey. 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 Welcome to the good life. We'll be like the girls who ain't on TV cause they got more than the models. The good life. Coming with the bottles, so she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like VA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood? Welcome to the good life. Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing I wish it. Welcome to the good life. He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should. Welcome to the good life. 50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate it. Watch the money pile up. Man, I go for mine. Yeah. I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Man, I go for mine. I got to shine. I get in some. She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get biz. Having money's the everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life. Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. Now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here with the Kelly Mano Show. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of the radio show, and I am as surprised as anybody that we're still here and still going. But not only are we going, but we are growing. We are putting out more content and more shows than ever before, which means for the first time in a long time, we have room for new advertisers. If you run a business and you are interested in having that business heard on the Kelly Mano Show, we can get you some more information. New York Magazine recently said podcasts are to radio as Netflix is to cable. Unlike a traditional radio listener, your podcast listeners set aside time in their day to listen to the Kelly Mano Show. They aren't flipping through the channels or changing it when a commercial comes on. They are a captive audience. They are a dedicated audience, and your message is heard loud and clear. Podcast advertising is not only affordable, but the return on investment that you get is unlike any other medium. So if you would like a sales package, just send an email over to heykelly@kellymano.com, and producer Stephanie will get you all the information you need to team up with the Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. Was there any like one grown-up gift that you got that you really liked?
I got a waffle iron that makes waffles in the shape of the Death Star. That was pretty awesome.
That was Stephanie, awesome. Any
I got fat is what I got.
You got
yeah,
fat.
I got zits.
I quit soda.
Yeah, I got a big zit on my chin and diabetes. That's what I got.
Oh.
Are you still going with
yeah,
no soda?
It's been a month.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I've passed the I want to stab people in the face phase.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
That's a good place because you were there.
Yeah.
A little bit there.
Yeah. How was your month of nothing but hockey games?
Literally. Like that's. Well, we had Christmas and they give you like a 3 day break. Like Christmas, Christmas Eve, and like the day after, there's no games.
Right.
But then you go right into tournaments and Rocky had 4 games in 30 hours.
That's a lot of hockey.
That's a lot of hockey. And then we went right into the Winter Classic weekend. And so Rocky played some really good hockey this weekend.
Yeah, he really did. I was very impressed.
Even his coaches came up and was like, you know, so he's just, he is getting into his groove and he's loving it. And no matter how tired we are, he's ready to go. So, yeah, hockey all weekend.
I got to see 2.5 games.
What was the other half?
It's supposed to be 3 games, but I ended up getting, I should have told you, I was supposed to go to a hockey game to watch Rocky play, I guess it was Thursday?
I don't know.
Whatever day it was. And ended up not seeing a hockey game, but had an amazing date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
with
really?
Lucy. Yeah, well, because Lucy, you know, she talks a lot. And so at one point I was like, oh, look, there's Uncle Hoss. Go sit by him. And so Lucy goes down for the game, goes down to sit a few bleachers down with Hoss. And then he didn't get to watch anything else in the game.
Yeah, it was the Lucy show for
very
for nice.
Of course, yeah.
I got done. And I looked at Kelly. I go, sadly, that's the best date I've had in 2 years.
What was she talking so much about?
Everything. Everything. Yeah. I was like, the Lucy stand-up comedy show, and then there was dancing, and then we learned about dinosaurs, and then more jokes.
We're trying to get her to do stand-up comedy for her school talent show, and, you know, she's like, she doesn't really get it, you know? I'm like, Lucy, there are no 9-year-olds that do stand-up, and your timing is hysterical. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so let's come up with a routine for you, and I just think she's still too little. She can't get past the whole I want to sing and dance thing.
Right. Yeah. Because that does come out quite a bit.
Yes.
If you get more than about 40 seconds into a joke without her at some point jumping up and deciding to dance.
Now you know why. God, I love her so much.
She's pretty awesome.
She's the sweetest kid ever. But like, I talk to her more upside down than right side up because she's either like in cartwheels or handstands or flipping over the couch. I can't wait for my little lovelies to go back to school. I had a good Christmas. Oh, wait. No, I didn't.
No.
Wait, no, I had a terrible Christmas. I had a great Christmas besides, you know, white trash circus family problems. But it was the year of the Hatchimal.
Yeah.
And so we did a thing with our kids. We were on Christmas Eve. We got them each a present from mom and dad. We take them to dinner. Just us on Christmas Eve every year.
That's awesome.
Yes, because we have so much family that we're always around so many other people. So we kind of have our own little Christmas Eve. We go to Mass. We go to the same restaurant. And then we came home and surprised the kids with presents. And the girls each had a Hatchimal. And Rocky had like a St. Louis Blues book and these virtual reality glasses. So I don't know if you guys started reading the story, but after all these parents waited in line, you know, at god-awful hours in the morning, their Hatchimals didn't open on Christmas morning.
You're kidding.
No.
Is it because batteries were dead? Or
just a toy defect. And I got to tell you that as my girls were ripping theirs open, I'm like,
oh God, please.
A little nervous, like, yeah.
What if that? Because the whole thing is that it hatches itself out of an egg.
Yeah.
So there's videos online of people having to perform C-sections on their hatchy eggs. You know, there's like crying kids with screwdrivers like, I can't get it open. So
Which wouldn't that be like 3/4 of the fun of the Hatchimal?
Oh, that's all the fun of the Hatchimal.
Yeah.
Because watching them hatch was actually pretty fun. And so the Hatchimal people have had to double their staff to deal with the influx of people that don't have working Hatchimals.
Wow.
And who are like, not only do I want my money back, but you stole our Christmas memories because, you know, my Susie Snowflake is in therapy now over her Hatchimal. Aww. And then some other parents are concerned because apparently their Hatchimals are cussing.
What?
Yes. Apparently, whenever there's videos online that their parents, because Hatchimals have their own little language, kind of like the Furby does.
Right. And, well, it's essentially a Furby.
With wings. Yeah. Right.
But so this guy has like eyes and they light up a different color. Stephanie, go ahead and turn them on and put them up there in the mic. I want to see if we have a cussing one. Supposedly, when they fall asleep, they're saying F me.
Can you make them fall asleep?
Well, if we quit playing with them, yeah. Put them right up to that. Yep. All right, so right now he's just happy, walking around.
So do we just leave him alone?
What color? So right now he's, that's a happy moan.
Yeah, it is.
Because Stephanie's petting his head. So now his eyes are purple. Why are you putting him in your boobs?
I'm not, I'm tilting.
That's why he's happy.
Now what color are his eyes? Oh, he's really happy. They're green.
Told you.
Hey.
Okay, green means you're supposed to squeeze his belly.
He's yellow. That's yellow.
That's yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, that just means interact with him any way you want.
Yeah.
Because he's very happy. So depending on... Why do you get so pissed?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I feel like he said chia pet.
So depending on what color his eyes are... Depending on what color his eyes are, that's a different mood he's in. And there's different things you can do. Like if you get a really mad Hatchimal, you have to make him happy again. When we had Furbies, we had charts like this. And one of them was like, play a Taylor Swift song. And like, I swear that was what you were instructed to do if your Furby was mad.
What?
I had a Furby. And the only weird thing that ever happened to me with my Furby, I took him over to a friend's house one time. And I left him there like on an end table or something. And we went out or whatever, came back. And on the way home, it's sitting in my passenger seat. And it starts going, bring, bring. Because it was sitting next to a phone all day long. And I was like, what? It learned how to
Furbies
ring
would mock
like a
you,
phone.
Right?
Yes. Or they'd get really mad. They would turn into like gremlins. Like, okay. Is he getting tired?
That thing is demonic. I can tell you right now.
It's the eyes and the fact that it moves.
Yeah.
I mean, it rolls towards you.
So if you stop playing with him for a second, he should fall asleep. Just keep him, turn him a little bit. I think his speaker's under his wing. There it is.
Let's see, but now it has to look into her eyes and she's going to lose her soul.
I'm a little freaked out. I got to turn it away from you a little bit. Mm. There we go.
So if you just ignore him, he should fall asleep. Go to sleep. I should mention we have two of these things.
This is fascinating.
So we don't have to just listen to one. We have...
Oh, what's the blue?
Well, it means he's cold, but don't do anything to him. Oh, it means he's scared. Oh.
Let me fix it.
You fix it by making a loud sound, but I want him to fall asleep, so we got to ignore him.
So if you ignore him long enough, he'll just go to bed.
Uh-huh. His eyes turn white, and he goes to sleep. Furbies would sometimes change genders? What was that?
I have no idea. Got gas.
Or
he's constipated.
It's like flashy purple.
Furbies would change genders.
Okay.
Like they would go from like a sweet like little girl to like a demonic boy Furby.
It burped.
How would you know?
Oh yeah, you have to pat it on the back and it'll burp. Because it would start talking like a boy. And of course we got home one night and Libby Lou's was a boy and she was devastated. So Jimmy and I are Googling like how to turn your Furby back into a girl. And I mean, it was like ritualistic stuff, like rub its head in a dark room and play Taylor Swift and it'll turn back into a girl. Yeah, we still have him. Let me hold him. I don't even know. This is Lucy's. All right, he's going to sleep.
He's out.
Ours did not cuss.
Yeah, that didn't cuss.
So the other ones say, oh, F me. Oh, F me. All right, maybe Libby Lou's cussing.
You got the G-rated one.
Is it bad that I'm hoping for cussing?
No, that's awesome.
So we're going to have to check Libby Lou's next. So if you got Hatchimals for Christmas and you're not disappointed, and you are disappointed, you are not alone. Our kids love theirs. They're pretty cute, though.
How long do you think those are going to be a thing?
Oh, it's already not a thing. I couldn't even find it in my daughter's room because she like has not played
with
it.
I knew it. I knew that was going to happen. And yeah. All these parents were going crazy for these things. And I thought, it's going to be like awesome for 2 days. And then they're going to totally forget about it.
We all knew that too. But it doesn't change things. Yeah. So
I'm sure Christmas morning was magical for everybody.
Yes. And then, of course, like literally I go to Walmart to buy. We are such a Pavlov's dog society because I go to Walmart like 3 days after Christmas to get toilet paper. Shelves are lined with Hatchimals.
Of course they are.
We are. I mean, like, and I had no doubt that there were packages and packages of them in backs of stores somewhere, and it's all about making it a big deal.
It's a forced shortage.
Yeah.
The only thing that I know of that is still impossible to get are those stupid Nintendos.
Yeah. Oh, are they still hard to get?
Yeah. Oh, the little and the mini ones? That was the only thing that I was like, that might be really cool to have for Christmas, and I couldn't get one.
I have a friend of mine, the same guy who taught us the trick on how to get Hatchimals, did the same thing to get himself a Nintendo. And it's cool.
Yeah.
But you could do the same thing if you have all of your old games. There's things you can buy now for a fraction of the price
that
you can actually stick the cartridge in and play it on.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, because Jimmy's got his old Nintendo. It's downstairs and dusty, but I don't know if you can plug it in anymore.
You can go to V-Stock right now at Mid Rivers Mall and get this thing for like $30, and you just slam your cartridge in and it plays over the new TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is cool. I didn't know that.
So before we go to break, we're going to come back because we still got to talk about Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
Mariah Carey. I've got a lot to say on both of those. Some of the new gun laws here coming into Missouri that have just passed. But before that, we got to do a giveaway.
Okay.
Because I have an autographed Ryan Reeves jersey, and I also have an autographed Patrick Berglund puck, thanks to Haas. They are both authentic. Nothing is from China.
Correct. And it's a Winter Classic puck, and Berglund scored the first goal for the Blues in the Winter Classic.
He did. That's true. And the Reeves jersey, I promise you, is authentic. And so... Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it kind of easy because normally we do the I Hate Kelly Mano contests.
I love those, though.
Because I make people do terrible things. Yeah. And I think we'll still use that hashtag because it makes them easy to find. All I want you to do to win the jersey and the puck, and maybe we'll do it together. Or maybe we'll do it separate. I don't know. All I want you to do is show me your spot. So show me your spot. Not that spot, Haas.
All right.
Not the spot you're thinking of.
Where the bad man touched you?
No. All I want the listeners to do is show me their spot that they listen to the Kelly Mano Show. So I need them to take a picture of themselves listening to the show. So
you're going to get a lot of pictures of people on the toilet.
I know. Yeah. Or in the shower. I know we have a lot of shower listeners. So please keep them rated rated PG-13.
Unless you're a hot chick, then you can send them to me.
Unless you're a hot chick, make it X-rated, I'll send it. But I want you to show me your spot. Show me where you listen to the Kelly Mano Show. I want you to take a picture of yourself, either in your car, maybe a picture of your radio.
In your kitchen.
In your office, on the treadmill. I want to know where you listen to the Kelly Mano Show. I want you to take a picture and post it on Facebook or Instagram and say, hey, Kelly, this is where I listen to your show. You know, and then, of course, use the hashtag I hate Kelly Mano. We will draw the winner later this week. So I don't think this has got to be really a creative thing. This is everybody.
It is what it is.
I'm taking it easy on you guys this time. Yeah. Everybody who takes a picture is going to be entered in a drawing.
Yeah, this is the easy one because the next one, people aren't going to win.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nobody's going to like our next contest. It's going to be an I Hate Hoss contest.
Oh, yeah. Bring it. And, you're not going to beat me.
And so upload a picture today. Here's the thing. I'm not going to promote this contest on Facebook.
No.
Because that's cheating for people who didn't even listen to the show.
Yep.
So
if you listen, you're in. If you didn't, you can't jump in on it.
Too bad, suckers. So if you're listening right now, take a picture of yourself later today listening to the Kelly Mano Show. Upload it to your Facebook page and tag me with I Hate Kelly Mano, and you are automatically entered in the contest. So lots to talk about. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
And not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
The Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. My mom is actually dealing with them right now because she is in the market for a new car. And she called me the other day and the first thing she said was, I love Heather. Heather is one of the owners of JM Motors. They've been in business for 45 years now. I think by now it's 46, actually. You don't stay in business that long if you're not focused on the customer. They are they specialize in pre-owned cars. They have two lots in Granite City now. One is in the old Gitcho's gas parking lot. Everybody knows where that is. And the other one is just down Namioke Road at 2310 Namioke Road, Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. If you don't have time to visit, they always update their inventory. You can see what they've got. You can literally start shopping for a car right now. Go to jmmotorsauto.com. That's jmmotorsauto.com and start browsing their inventory today. If you have good credit, perfect, because they work with several local credit unions that can get you financed. But if you've fallen on hard times, don't have a little extra cash because of the holidays like we do, and they are a buy here, pay here lot, so they will get you financed there on the spot. So if you get a chance, swing by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, or visit jmmotorsauto.com.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby?
Shoot.
No, not you.
Shoot.
The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, babe. That sounds sexy.
All right, what happened to Ronda Rousey?
She got knocked the F out.
Yeah.
In plain English.
I mean, I'm a bandwagon fan. I'm not really a fighting fan in general. I don't usually get excited watching people beat the crap out of each other.
Right.
Yet I love hockey, but
it's different.
Right. But of course, a couple years ago, I kind of got on the Ronda Rousey bandwagon fan. You know, she brought so much to the sport that wasn't there. And she, you know, obviously had this undefeated streak for a long time. And then about a year ago is when she lost her first fight to Holly Holmes, which at the time we all thought was like, whoa, like a slaughter fest.
Right.
I went back and watched that fight, and it, like, Ronda hung in there a while. I mean,
sure,
she got beat, definitely. But it you can't even compare it to what happened in the ring on the 30th on that Friday night, because I don't know, she had me fooled. And I know that it is the fighter's job to look confident and to come in that ring and, you know, scare the crap out of their opponent with just a look. But, I mean, she had me fooled because I follow her Instagram. So she started putting out these promos like a month ago. And her big hashtag was Fear the Return. So her PR people started this huge hype around her.
Right.
Yep.
To the point where even Joe Rogan released a statement that said, like, I don't understand why all these UFC promos are featuring Ronda Rousey and nobody's even mentioning the champion, which is who she's fighting.
Right.
And he said it's nothing against Rousey.
Really, Joe Rogan, you don't know why?
Yeah.
Like, it's marketing and it's money, and the money is in Ronda Rousey.
No, it's not. Just by what they were paid. I mean, I think the final numbers were the chick who fought her got $100,000 and Ronda got $3 million to get beat up.
This happens all the time in fighting, and unfortunately, it seems like when it's a woman fighter who starts to transcend the sport, the backlash is more damning
severe.
And more severe.
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, and you see it anytime someone who's an athlete or whatever ventures outside of their sport to do something else. But there's nothing wrong with the fact that Ronda Rousey could whoop your ass and then put on makeup and go be in a Hollywood movie.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
But, you know, it seems like for whatever reason, we don't want our fighters to be two things. And especially it's like the double standard of being a woman, and you two can obviously speak to this more than I can, but it's like you have to choose. Do you want to be tough or do you want to be pretty?
Yeah.
You can't be both.
Right. And Rhonda pulls off both flawlessly.
Absolutely, she does.
Without a lot of makeup, without a lot of, you know, I mean, she dresses up for events, but she's just a naturally beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's in a bad place right now because...
Oh, she's done.
One of my, well, I mean, when if you guys saw the interview she did last year after getting beaten, talking about how she was suicidal.
Yeah.
And that was after, you know, a tough fight to where this was a slaughter. She was down in 48 seconds, and one of the listeners actually commented on Facebook and really kind of summarized it the best way, because Rhonda looked ready, but when she got tagged that first time in her face, you saw like PTSD just come over her face from that last fight.
Yeah.
It was like
flashbacks.
It was literally like she got hit once and she was back in that ring with Holly Holmes.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy made a comment that I hadn't thought about because it had been a year since the Holmes fight, was that both people who've beaten Rhonda now are stand-up kickboxing and boxing athletes.
Right.
And Rhonda's not. Rhonda's a grappler. She's judo and everything else.
Yeah.
Both people were able to punch her without her getting in close on them.
Right.
So the blueprint is there now on how you beat Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Don't let her in.
But, I mean, the blueprint has been there, and I'm surprised Ronda let them in. Because, yes, Ronda is a judo Olympic champion. So is her mom.
Yep.
And so if she gets you on the ground,
you're done.
You're hers. And that was the thing for years, was that Rhonda can't take a punch because she never has to.
Well, there you go.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, it.
I think UFC should not have, and I get if you're Ronda Rousey and you're UFC, you're going to do what Ronda Rousey wants you to do.
Yeah.
They should not have put her in a championship match or first match back. I don't care how much training you've had.
Yeah.
And I don't care how good you were. To come back after that hiatus and step into the ring with a champion who's in championship form is a recipe for failure.
Is it? Now, I don't follow boxing.
Well,
so.
And I get that, like, it's not like sports where you have a fight every 3 days. I get you have maybe 2-3 fights a year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
But still, I just think that, A, I don't really know if she was deserving of a championship fight on her first comeback.
True.
And second, I think to extend her career, they should have not necessarily offered up a sacrificial lamb, but put her in a position to where she could have won a match fairly easily.
That's not a bad idea. I wonder if that didn't cross their mind, and then it was ultimately her decision.
Of course it is.
On what or who to fight. But
And any woman like Ronda Rousey is going to say, no, I want all in. I want the champ, and I want her now.
Yeah. If you go on YouTube, Showtime All Access did a cool story on her a few years ago when she was getting started. It's like a documentary behind the scenes kind of thing. It was neat to watch, but I feel terrible for her. Not that she lost, but that she went down like that. If it would have went a few rounds, that would have been completely different. But this was just an embarrassment. This was dropping your lunch in the cafeteria on the first day of school embarrassing. Yeah. Like you don't recover from that.
I tell you what she should do, and I know that in her eyes it probably will feel like a step backwards, but all she needs to do is talk to someone like Brock Lesnar.
I know, but
is she needs to answer Vince McMahon's phone call.
And go into the WWE.
And she's already shown up at WrestleMania, and she's a fan of the WWE.
Yeah.
That woman could make just as much money and extend her career by 10-15 years if she wanted to wrestle.
But
the problem is she's going to have an incredibly long schedule.
Well, not only that, but I just feel like it's a step backwards. And I like the WWE. I'm not hating on them, but I feel like going from real fighting to fake fighting is such a giant step backwards
for sure.
For sure.
She's totally going to see it that way. Like, there's no way.
I totally agree. But if you look at someone like Brock Lesnar, he's doing the same thing, and he splits time between the two.
Yeah, he does. Isn't he suspended right now for drugs or something?
He's suspended. I think he failed some kind of test in the UFC, so he's suspended for like a year.
Yeah.
But okay, so he's going to go spend more time in the WWE and make even more money.
He is a weird-looking dude.
And he's not a nice guy. And
no.
He makes no art. He's like, I don't care about being nice.
Yeah.
I don't need to be nice.
He is that, like, his neck is like thicker than his waist, it seems
yeah.
like.
That's a big dude.
You know, oh no, my production's been taken off. Okay, well, then we're going to have to listen to this guy, who's actually kind of funny. So this we're watching serious? The Mariah Carey train wreck.
Which train wreck was worse, do you think, Mariah Carey or Corey Feldman?
Oh, Mariah Carey. Because with Mariah, you were not expecting it. So kind of set the stage, Stephanie and Hossam, while I try to pull up the video, because they took down the one that I had.
So what happened was, Mariah Carey was a guest on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, which everyone our age knows is, I think it's ABC's.
It's the show to be on. Yeah. There's a lot of knockoffs, but
right.
It's the original.
It is the original New Year's Eve show that
Seacrest
shows the ball
runs
drop.
It now.
Yeah. And Mariah was set to perform, I think, like a quarter till midnight in New York in Times Square. And she goes on stage, and her music starts, and she has her dancers, and her mic is live, which was the first thing that made me go, this is weird. Because 90% of the time, if not more, when you're dealing with a TV performance, it's all tracked.
Right.
And the reason it's tracked
outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The reason it's tracked is, A, networks want to know exactly how long the performance is, so they know in their schedules, okay, Mariah's going to perform this. It's 4 minutes and 32 seconds. Ryan has 90 seconds to do this. We have 4 minutes of commercials. So they can track out everything.
Yeah.
That's why everything is a track. It's not because they don't want musicians to play live. The B side of that is that they don't want a musician to start dropping an F-bomb or
right.
whatever
yeah.
on
right.
TV, which you can thank the Doors for that back in the day of Ed Sullivan's show.
Oh, is that? Okay. I remember Nirvana doing it too. But
yeah. So those are really the main two reasons why you see musical acts tracked. So Mariah comes out. The song starts. Her mic is live.
Yeah, because she started with Auld Lang Syne, and I think that was live.
Yes.
And then she goes. Well, and also, singing live somewhere like this or at a Super Bowl with all those buildings around you.
The acoustics are terrible.
Yeah, the
it's
echoey.
It's very hard. You know, I am a fan of, like, if you are a chef, you cook for a living. If you are a bus driver, you drive for a living. So if you're a singer, you freaking sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm not a big fan of lip syncing, but I do kind of understand in some situations why it's needed. Like, you know, the Thanksgiving Day parade, you know, they all have to lip sync
right.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. So what happened was she goes into emotion. She goes into emotion, and you hear the track playing with no words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no vocal track. It's yeah. just music.
Except those high notes.
Yes.
Did you hear those?
Oh, 100%.
Which I don't blame her.
Yeah.
So obviously the plan was to sing that song, besides the high notes, and sing it live. Well, her in-ear monitors fell out, or they weren't working,
yeah.
which are the little headphones that go in your ear, because when you're on a stage, and I'm sure if I explain this wrong, Jimmy will run in and tell me. When you're on a stage, you can't hear the music because the speakers are in front of you.
Correct.
So you either have a monitor in your ear or you have monitors on the floor that are facing you so that you can hear the music. Think
yes.
of it like as a rock band.
Yep.
If you're standing 10 feet in front of a drummer and then you also have a guitar player over here and a saxophone player over here, all you hear is the drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the loudest thing to you. However, you know, in this case, her in-ears fell out. And so she didn't have a monitor. But why couldn't she at least pick up some of the song is what I didn't understand.
Yeah.
She may not have known exactly where she was at. Or what I mean by that is where in the song she was.
Hang
like,
on,
obviously, she knew.
I'm turning on a fan.
She knew she was in Times Square. She may not have known where in the song she was. And as a musician, the only thing worse than not singing is not being in the right place.
yeah, singing the wrong words at the wrong time.
Right.
The right
you
melody.
Know, it sucks. You know, it is almost on par with Ashley Simpson and Saturday Night Live when they ran the wrong track.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't stand Mariah Carey, and I thought this was hysterical. It could not have happened to a worse person. So I don't mind this at all. However, I will defend her in that this was not her fault.
No, I don't think this was her fault either. I feel bad for her because as an artist, like, you're sunk.
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, she really should have just done a jig and gone on stage.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, because at least in her case, she was supposed to be singing. Whereas right. in Ashley Simpson's case, she just got caught literally singing along to an album track, which is what happened then in the third song, which was, what was her third song she did? Well, it had words to it. And so either they were already planning on her to lip sync the third song, or somebody on her team scrambled and said, put on the album track. Maybe then she can hear the lyrics. And
right.
Yeah.
But at one point she took the microphone and put it in the audience and had them sing along.
Yep.
And I would have thought at that point she could have at least picked up the chorus.
Yeah.
I think that's what she was trying to hopefully is hear what someone in the audience was singing.
Right.
You know, and you can even hear a couple times in the mic, she's like, I'm just trying to make the best of the situation. I'm just trying to make the best of the situation. I could have gone without the commentary. I think that made her sound crazy.
I think that's what made people think she was drunk. People are like, oh, she was drunk. She was on
drugs.
What
is she on? Yeah, exactly.
No, she's not on anything. Her equipment doesn't work. And you're awkward as hell. She's walking around up there in a freaking bedazzled onesie.
Yeah.
Looking stupid as hell.
Yep. And everyone's looking at her, and she's floating dead in the water.
And yeah. her her backup dancers deserve an Oscar.
Oh, my gosh. They kept it going.
They did not stop the whole time.
Just dip me.
Yeah, she goes, just dip me here. Now, stuff like that is what I would pay to see behind the scenes afterwards. Because then, you know, she claimed, there was a claim out that she was sabotaged by the Dick Clark Productions team for ratings. Which I don't buy for a second.
No, I don't think it was intentional by any means. Mm-mm. I think it was a production error for sure, but yeah. I don't think it was intentional.
Yeah, how many people do you think got fired over that
one? Oh, I bet there's a lot of people.
Can you imagine if you mess up Mariah Carey? You in big trouble, boy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You in big trouble. We are already, like, at the end of the show. It's already, what time is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
It's
8:00.
Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun.
What else we got? Let's go.
Well, we were going to talk about the gun stuff, but I think that's a whole segment. I think we can talk about that next week because, you know, St. Louis just passed a law where you can carry a concealed weapon without any training at all.
Dumb.
And simultaneously, A&E is starting a new show where they are. It's called The First 48. And they are currently filming our St. Louis police officers like 48 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's not called 48 for that reason. I don't know why it's called The First 48. Oh,
it's called The First 48 because most of the time when there's a homicide, if you don't find out who did it in the first 48 hours, you're not going to find out who did it.
All right. So basically, we're going to talk about this next week. We'll talk about the laws, the show that's coming out, if it's good or bad for St. Louis. Don't forget to enter the I Hate Kelly Mano contest. If you want to wear in the Ryan Reeves jersey or the Bergie Puck, take a picture of where you listen to the show. Show me your spot. Post it on your Facebook page and tag me with I Hate Kelly Mano so I can find it. And we will draw the listener later this week. So I wish everybody good luck as they return to work this week. I'm just excited that I finally am going to know what day it is.
Tuesday.
Yeah, oh, it's Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
What number day is it? The 4th?
3.
The 3rd.
3rd, yeah.
All right. Back to work we go. My kids are off school till Thursday.
That's dumb.
I know.
Like, why send kids to school for 2 days?
I don't know. I'm just going to drop them off and pretend like I didn't know.
Bye. Hang out there.
Thank you so much for listening live. If you like the show, share the show. We'll post it at kellymano.com later today. And you can share that link on your Facebook so you can tell your friends to listen to the show so we can do this more than one day a week.
Yeah.
Okay. So until next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Anything for the fellas?
Blues win.
Blues win. Let's go, Blues. We're so proud of you guys. So proud of St. Louis. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Like it hot to a fever pitch. Sandy, Danny, summer love. Ladies, divas, the moon above. That's all in the past. Legends built to last. But she's got something new. She's a power girl in a 90s world. She's a downtown swinging dude. Cause the lady is a dumb, she's a vixen, not a tramp. She's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, fellas, place your bets, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's a top of the town, she's the best. Yes. Scary baby. Yes, now that's all right. We're the spy.
much.